USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The lead physician on President Trump's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told Reuters he believes a vaccine for the coronavirus is not too far away.
We likely are going to have maybe tens of millions of doses in the early part of the year. But as we get into 2021, the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
Because of rising coronavirus cases, Chicago has decided not to bring back classes in the fall. And New York City is putting up roving checkpoints to enforce a quarantine for people coming from virus hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It couldn't be clearer why it is so important that there are clear rules in place for folks traveling in or folks who have gone out of the city and come back and have been in one of those 35 states.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Facebook removed a post from President Trump's profile saying it contained false statements about the COVID-19 pandemic. The deleted post included a video of an interview with President Trump on Fox News, during which the president suggested that children are immune to the virus. Facebook representative Andy Stone said, "This video includes false claims that a group of people is immune from COVID-19. That's a violation of our policies around harmful COVID misinformation." This decision marks the first time that Facebook has actually removed a post from President Trump for information related to the coronavirus. Twitter has flagged several of the president's tweets, doing so for the first time in May after the site determined two of the president's tweets made about mail-in ballots contained misleading information about voting processes. Last month, the Commerce Department petitioned the Federal Communications Commission to develop plans to regulate social media platforms. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress is working hard to pass another coronavirus relief bill. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
They're all suggesting a deal could finally be struck by late this week, but the partisan divide is evident. As the Senate's top Democrat, New York's Chuck Schumer, says the GOP proposal doesn't give American workers what they deserve, so their party will be sticking to its demands.
Until we achieve the caliber, the extent, the depth and breadth of legislation that the American people need, deserve, and want.
While top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says, while there has been some progress in recent days towards a deal,
while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch in 8 days.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.